This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is Dave LaGreca in a very special edition of the Busted Open Podcast. We lost true friend of the show, true friend of mine, and true friend to many. Wrestling lost a great one, and that is Daphne, a.k.a. Shannon, who passed away. And we do our best to give you a tribute to you, the Busted Open Nation, how much she meant to us. We're joined by Mark Henry. We're joined by Ring of Honor's Bobby Cruz to remember not only the career, but the life of a true legend. Welcome to Busted Open this morning. Obviously, not the loud and screaming Dave LaGreca on a morning like today. If you haven't heard, and I'm sure most of you who listen to this show have, but we lost a very dear friend of the show, a very dear friend of wrestling, just a very dear friend to anybody who ever came into interaction with her, and that's Shannon, aka Daphne. It's going to be a tough 60 minutes for me because here on Busted Open in the 13 years that I've been hosting this show, unfortunately, in the world of wrestling, we've done a lot of tribute shows. And, you know, I've come on and talked about people I grew up watching, and I've come on and talked about people who I have interviewed and had interactions with, but in this whole time that I've been doing the show, I never came on and dedicated and did a tribute for somebody who is a close and personal friend of mine, like Shannon was. And I have, obviously, Mark Henry is here, who always hosts with me on a Friday. And I'm so glad that, you know, he's here with me, and as, not only as a friend, but as somebody to lean on over the next hour. And also joining us this morning is Bobby Cruz from Ring of Honor, who is also a dear and close and personal friend. And I know there's a lot to do today. We have a huge pay-per-view that's coming up on Sunday, All Out. And we have some amazing guests that are going to join us later in the show. But I told Gabby and Ed Robinson that I wanted to at least do 60 minutes of a tribute to somebody who is important to the show. It's come on many times, important to me as a friend, and I'm sure important to a lot of different people that are listening right now. Well, first and foremost, Mark, good morning, Mark. Thanks. Thank you for letting me do this hour, and I appreciate you. I love you, and this is going to be tough, so I'm glad that you're here. For your support, because I know that you've met her. I know you had interactions with her, and it's good to have you on this morning.
Yeah, good morning, Dave. Good morning, Bobby, Gabby, Ed. Yeah, man, like, I'm also here to be the bearer of the good news to go with the bad news. Fortunately enough, right now, we have a vehicle which allows professional wrestlers to be honored, to be held at a high regard in victory and in loss. And that is a beautiful thing, because a lot of you wrestlers out there and wrestling fans, if you don't realize it, Busted Open is, my wife's calling me. Busted Open is the place where we give life to all our ones that have lost. You live forever in the pro wrestling world. So when you're gone, you're not completely gone. One of these days, man, hopefully it's a long, long, long time, and it's with some young teenage host 30 years from now, but I'm going to meet my demise. But I want you to know that I enjoyed my life, and I know that there's other people that have woes, that have issues, that have problems. And if you feel that way, this is the place to call, because we want to lift you up. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to honor Daphne. We're going to honor Shannon. Like, we're going to pay tribute, but we're going to honor her. Like, this show, she was awesome. It's just that she got in a bad place. So you guys and girls that are out there and you're in a bad place, call us. We're going to talk to you. We're going to entertain you. We're going to laugh. We're going to cry together. It's going to be awesome. And I hope that we can get that all done on this show today.
Yeah, and also, too, for those who don't know, she did take her own life. And one message I do want to get across, like Mark said, you know, if you have issues, if you have problems, if you feel like you're alone, there are people to reach out. You know, the National Suicide Prevention Hotline, 800-273-8255. I want to get that message across to anybody who's listening who might be struggling mentally or with any problems right now. And I do want to bring in Bobby Cruz. And Bobby, you were the first person to reach out to me yesterday when the news broke. And I appreciate you coming on this morning.
I appreciate the opportunity, Dave. And I apologize in advance. I'll do the best I can to honor and remember Shannon. It's obviously not easy. She was a ray of light, you know. She was, nobody ever talked bad about Shannon. And in wrestling, that's very impressive. And in the same way, when we talked, a lot of times it wasn't about wrestling. But she never talked badly about other people either. She was just awesome, just awesome. Never mind Daphne, that people remember in WCW or TNA, which was an awesome character, as I saw multiple people, including Mick Foley, say last night, was ahead of her time. She was a star. Just as a person, man, if you were picking people to be friends with and you picked her with your number one draft pick, nobody could beat you in that draft. Nobody.
Yeah, I posted something on Facebook yesterday, Bobby, and she was somebody, if all the struggles that she was going through and people who were close to her knew of those struggles, she never missed a holiday. She never missed a birthday. She was always the first person to reach out. And we kind of it frustrates me, Bobby, and I obviously there's no format to this show. There's no bullet points that I wanted to get across to the fans today of things that I wanted to make sure that I spoke about. I'm kind of just speaking off the top of my head, Bobby. But you know, for somebody who was struggling so hard and felt alone, she never made anybody that was close to her feel alone. Like, that's why I'm struggling so hard with, you know, over the last 24 hours since I heard about this, is that whenever I fell down I always got a text message or a phone call from her of her just asking, how you doing? And this is somebody who's going through the ultimate struggle of feeling alone. It's really difficult for me at this time to wrap my head around this whole thing.
She, she, you know, she was exactly that way. It's so hard to put into words to make people understand that really didn't know her. But, you know, as we talked about briefly yesterday, she would leave 2-minute voicemails. Yeah. Just, you know, if she didn't catch you when she called, you know, she would call back and soon and we'd be on the phone for 90 minutes, which for me is amazing because I despise phone calls. But with her, I would talk to her for an hour and a half, just about life and things. And we had just talked in July over this, you know, over, definitely over the summer where I had mentioned to her in the past, you know, I said, I'll fly you out, you know, from Georgia, come hang out for the week, just hang out for the week. You know, my daughters are away at college. I'm alone. You can hang with the dog while I'm doing the shoot job during the day. We'll grab dinner at night. You can get away from, you know, home life, basically just come out and hang out here. And in July, she promised that she would. She said she wanted to get a few things straightened out and for herself, but she promised, you know, we were talking about maybe sometime in the fall, her coming in and spending a week and just hanging out and, you know, taking it easy over here. And, you know, that was the other thing too. She was, you know, if, you know, I actually started talking to her years ago because she was at a hanging out at a Ring of Honor show. And I don't think it was me because I'm very shy if I don't know someone. So I think someone from the Ring of Honor crew had let her know that I had had, back in her WCW days, like a schoolboy crush on her, just watching her on TV. And someone got word to her about that. And we started talking, we exchanged numbers, and we became, you know, friends that would text every so often. And then she became one of my, quickly became one of my closest friends in my entire life, never mind wrestling. She became close with my daughters. She was in contact with my daughters. She just this past weekend messaged me a picture. It must have been a memory, like a Facebook memory from a few years ago. Ring of Honor had an event in Atlanta, and my daughter Sarah was with me, and we met up with Shannon and went to lunch before the Ring of Honor event. And she just sent me that picture with a heart this past weekend. That's how she was.
Yeah, and Bobby, the last time I spoke with her, and this is why I really want to get this across to people that you know are struggling with depression, struggling mentally, to make sure that you reach out to them, talk to them. Bobby, the last time I spoke to Shannon, she sounded like she was in a great place. You know, she was talking to me about, you know, moving, and she was talking about starting up school here in the fall. So I would say that she was probably the most positive that I have heard out of her in maybe 2 years. And I was like, wow, she's finally in a good place. And she's finally seems to be finding some happiness. And to hear this, and Bobby, and I spoke to you about this yesterday, I lost power on Wednesday night. So I kind of just put my phone away, turned off my phone because I wanted to preserve the power in my phone because I wasn't sure if I was going to lose power in my home again. So I didn't see anything. I didn't hear from anybody, didn't see any text and Instagram posts. And I didn't see anything until I woke up yesterday morning and I saw that Daphne was trending. And I didn't put two and two together because why would Daphne be, you know, be, why would Shannon be trending? You know, she hasn't wrestled in such a long time or been in the spotlight in such a long time. And then you hear and see what took place and you just don't know. And, you know, I want to throw the number out again, 800-273-8255, the National Suicide Prevention Hotline. If anybody's struggling, if anyone feels like they're alone, like Shannon felt in that moment when she took her life, and she couldn't have been more wrong because she had so many friends and so many people that cared and loved for her, Bobby, and, you know, us being, you know, some of those people. But I also want to get the point across of who she was. I don't want her to be just defined by that Instagram post and by, you know, her final moments. I want people to know what a good, genuine person she was, because a lot of people don't know about her and they really should, you know, not just what she gave for the wrestling business, but just what an amazing person she was. And I'm going to throw out the number 877-344-4893, 877-FIGHT93. You know, for the remainder of this hour, people who just want to talk about her, people have memories of her, anybody that had interactions with her, friends, other wrestlers that may have worked with her, you know, Bobby, I didn't want to reach out to anybody because this is not the way, this is not, you know, a Bruno Sammartino passing away where he lived a long life. And, you know, how do you reach out to somebody after somebody took their life and ended their life so young? So I want to just leave this open forum for people if they just want to call in and just want to talk. Go ahead, Mark.
And I hope they do. I mean, yeah. You know, we know of who her really close friends were. And obviously, yeah, you can't put people on the spot. But I would hope that, you know, some would want to just call in and share their thoughts and feelings and love for the friendship that they had with her. And fans, too, because she loved, even after years of not being active, you know, there was one thing she would always look forward to was WrestleCon. Mania weekend, she would always tell me, she's like, I got to get in better shape for WrestleCon. You know, I got to get, that was the one thing that she cared about because it meant so much to her. She didn't have an ego, but it meant so much to her that fans still wanted to see her, wanted pictures with her. It just meant the world to her to just see those people interact with fans, even if it was just for that one weekend every year.
Well, I'm going to tell you something, Bobby. You know, we've had callers that called in that went through depression. I don't want y'all to be up. You're going to be upset, but I don't want you to fret or be, you know, depressed or sad about the way that everything happened. Regardless of how much people know you love them, people go through depressions. And I have a friend of mine that's going through a depression right now. And, you know, compounding things come up for people out there. We all have problems, but some people, their problems are more imminent. And you have to not just hug those people and wrap your arms around them and lift them up. You have to, like, try to help them solve the problem that's with them. And, you know, we have a guy that calls in all the time. And I got Bill, you know, who a year or so ago thought about taking his life. And, you know, he's a caller. He calls in all the time. He tells us how that we saved his life. We didn't save his life. What we did was we gave him a vehicle to talk about his problem and let him know that somebody gave a damn. Like, we have to get out of our own space as friends, and we have to, you know, when we see one of our people suffering, we got to say, hey, man, I see what's going on, man. Like, come on and stay with us. Come travel with us. My wife is trying to get my friend to come travel with us right now. Stop being in a place where the situation is the most imminent, that the problem is staring you in the face every day. We got to work better as friends, as teammates, you know, co-workers. Like Daphne, I met her. She was always laughing and joking. Like, I mean, she was so friendly. And it hurts me that when everybody went away, that smile went away. So when you see somebody and they're suffering, like, be a part of the solution. I always say I'm a solutions guy. I failed a lot in my life. I had a lot of success, but I failed a lot. And I tried my best to overwork whatever it is that was my downfall. We have to do that with our friends. We have to hold them up when they're not in the public eye. So please don't be mad at Shannon. Like, you know, she couldn't bear it anymore. And us here talking about her is lifting her spirit up right now. And, you know, I pray that anybody that's a praying person, You just ask God to guide their spirit into the right place.
Mark, I appreciate the words, and you're right. Like, people might be smiling, but you don't know what they're feeling inside. So, you know, the one message, and Mark always says this, Bobby, on the show all the time, you know, give flowers to the people while they're here. You know, don't wait until they're gone. And, you know, and Bully mentioned this yesterday, pick up the phone. If you've had a fight with a family member or a friend, something that's trivial, don't let time pass by, because I'm telling you, hours become days, days become weeks, and then weeks become months, and months become years. Make, you know, and most of the time, you probably don't even remember what you fought about in the first place. Pick up the phone, yeah. Call that person, you know, tell them that you love them, give forgiveness, and move on, because you never know when it's going to be their last day here.
Hi, everyone. I'm Hall of Fame sportscaster Leslie Visser, and I've got a new podcast, In Conversation, where I'll draw from 45 years of covering the Final Four, the NBA Finals, Wimbledon, the World Series, the Super Bowl, the Olympics. CBS even sent me to the fall of the Berlin Wall. I think you'll enjoy the give and take, so subscribe today wherever you stream your podcasts or listen on the SXM app included in most subscriptions.
Back here on Busted Open, Dave LaGreca, Mark Henry, Bobby Cruz, talking about a legend that we lost yesterday, just an amazing person that we lost late Wednesday night, Daphne Shannon. And I did not watch the video, the Instagram video that was posted on Wednesday, Bobby, but I do know that several times in that video, she said, make sure my brain goes to Boston. And as we know, that's the offices of Chris Nowinski, who's done so much research with pro wrestling and with the NFL about concussions, Bobby. So I know that was, you know, one of her wishes when she posted that video on Wednesday night.
And, you know, even in her last minutes, as morbid as that sounds, typical Shannon, right? Just thinking about other people. That's all that is going to do. You know, she was insistent about her brain whenever she wasn't here anymore, going there to Boston and being studied for the effects of CTE and so forth. She had many concussions. It ended her in-ring career along with a neck injury and so forth. So, yeah, it's just it has to happen. I mean, obviously, she mentioned it multiple times. It has to happen.
Bobby, I spoke to Chris Nowinski yesterday. I'm going to make sure that before we get off this call, I get your phone number so I could connect you and her family. That's something that needs to be done. That was her wish.
It was.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
There's a lot of people reaching out this morning. Let's go to Russ in Illinois. How are you, Russ, this morning?
Oh, I'm hanging in there. This is going to be rough. I've never really said this out loud. I suffer from bipolar and post-traumatic stress. And I know what it's like. I call it the darkness, because it don't matter how many shining lights are in your life. When that darkness is there, it's there. I mean, it's real. It consumes you and everything about you. And what hit me is, and I've heard other callers say this, and the other gentleman, that you guys talked to her a couple weeks ago, and she sounded so happy and whatnot. We're not happy. We're dying inside. And with somebody like that in your life, that isn't normally happy like that, starts to become happy, go find them. Go hug them. That's what we need. And I just want everybody to know that just we're not that happy. I'm in a good place right now. I am. I'm seeking help. I'm on meds. I got some really good stuff in my life going on, so I'm doing good. I'm doing good now. But, like, we're not that happy, though. Like, when we seen it at the end, that's really it. She was saying goodbye to you all. I hate to say it, but, I mean, I've been there. I know what the darkness is. And so if the only thing I can say is if there's somebody in your life and all of a sudden they're not happy and they get happy like that, go find them, reach out, hug them. Don't let them do it.
Hey, Russ, this is Mark Henry, man. I love you. Don't let this be the last time we hear from you. Like, well, call us next week and let us know how you doing, because we care about you, too.
I thank you, guys. As a matter of fact, I even want to say this. You guys have done something special for me. Dave, I don't know if you remember this or not, but you were on the phone call with it when I have a special needs son. He just turned 16 years old here in a couple weeks. He will be. And Tommy Dreamer had personally invited him to one of the wrestlings that he was doing here in Iowa, because my son don't do good at big wrestling events because of his disability. The noise gets to him, but the little ones are awesome. And Tommy actually invited him out there. My boy got to meet Pentagon Jr. and like everybody, like Havoc. And I mean, he's got pictures with all of them. You guys in wrestling have been a really, really big bright light. And I thank you guys for that. I mean, like I said, I really am in a good place, and I definitely will call back again. But I wonder.
Hey, Russ, leave Gabby your information or reach out to us on social media, the Gift of Gab, because we're partnered, AEW is partnered with a group called Culture City. And Culture City the is about kids with sensory disorders. So you can go, you get a gift care package, so you can earmuffs, poppets, fidget spinners, stuff that are able to take their attention off the noise. And some arenas now have Culture City rooms where you can take your kid and watch the show with low sound, no explosions. So definitely leave your information so we can get you all the Culture City information.
I will do that. That sounds awesome. Thank you so very much.
Thank you, Russ. We love you, buddy. And I'm glad Russ felt compelled to call us this morning. We appreciate him. And again, the National Suicide Prevention Hotline, 800-273-8255 for anybody that needs to talk. And we're here. And listen, Bobby and Mark, like, you know, we decided to give this hour to remember Shannon, to remember Daphne. It doesn't end in this hour, obviously. This will go on forever. I mean, she was a part of this show. I'm always going to remember her. I'm always going to talk about her. I want everybody to do the same. And I also know there was most of what Shannon was having fun and smiling. And we're going to do that this morning, too. You know, we're gonna make sure that we're going to have a good time. We're going to joke around. We're going to joke with the nation. Mark and I are going to be in Chicago. I'm going to take off my shirt and my pants and get drunk. Like, we're going to make sure. Yes, I am. You know, I mean, Bobby, I mean, I know for sure that Shannon would want that for her friends and family.
Yeah, you know, Shannon would. I think she would, if she knew this was going on right now, she would be okay. And they're talking about me for an hour, and it meant a lot to a lot of people. Because I think deep down, when Shannon was Shannon, she knew that. And how people felt about her. But if you know, there is obviously stuff going on in the wrestling world, and you know, there's a big event this weekend, and that company there that Mark works for, they deserve some attention. All the attention they're getting, they deserve it. And I know you got, I think you said you have Tony coming on and Chris later. So she definitely would not want, you know, to not acknowledge what's going on with AEW this weekend and so forth. She would basically say, "Hey, that's enough. Okay, now let's talk wrestling, and let's talk about the
Well, we'll always talk about her. God bless Daphne. God bless Shannon. She was a true friend of mine. I love her dearly. I'm gonna miss my phone conversations with her. I'm gonna miss her dearly. But I have them saved, and I will forever.
Thanks for listening. Catch us Monday through Saturday on Busted Open from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on SiriusXM. Fight Nation, Channel 156. The Busted Open Podcast.
Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Podcast Network. The executive producer is Ed Robinson. The associate producer is Gabby LaSpisa. Andy King is the director of sports podcasting for SiriusXM. Special thanks to SiriusXM Senior Vice President of Sports Programming and Podcasting, the legendary Steve Cohen, and SiriusXM Fight Nation Program Director, Marissa Rivas.
SiriusXM Podcasts.